On January 1, 1863, Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation. However, that document that freed slaves had little impact if it could not be enforced. The story of what took place over 2 years later on an island in Texas is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
One of the things Americans know Abraham Lincoln for is his issuing of the Emancipation Proclamation, but that document that freed slaves meant little for those still enslaved in Confederate-held parts of the nation.
On the same day that the Emancipation Proclamation went into effect, January 1st, 1863, it was also the date of the Battle of Galveston.
And that Battle of Galveston would eventually lead the city to remain in the South's hands for over two more years. But Kevin Kinney, an archivist at the Rosenberg Library in Galveston, Texas, says this city would eventually become a focal point for freeing all still held in slavery.
On June 19, 1865, Union soldiers led by General Gordon Granger arrived on the island. They arrived in a spot in the downtown area called Avenue B.
And that spot and what took place there remains important to this day.
It was there that Gordon Granger issued General Order No. 3, which is essentially the summary of the Emancipation Proclamation. All enslaved individuals are free.
Granger's Order No. 3 enforced the Emancipation Proclamation that had been issued over 2 years earlier by the president. This was a significant event. And the people of Galveston, and soon the entire nation, would hear of it.
Even amongst a lot of black people then and even to this day, they consider June 19 to be the real Independence Day.
This city and the surrounding area began to celebrate June 19th immediately after the events in 1865.
Whether it's called Juneteenth or the Day of Jubilee or just black people celebrating, not just here, but also up in Houston, because many formerly enslaved, they traveled up to Houston and they populated that town.
But the recognition of a federal holiday was to take many years. That part of the story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Galveston, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.